Carl Hammer has operated the Vermont Compost Company since 1994. Because compost is an agricultural product used to grow food, it was not subject to sales tax. But in 2007, the tax law changed, and in 2009, a new rule was issued making compost subject to sales tax. Hammer's operation was audited recently and billed more than $100,000 by the state tax department for back taxes. Hammer was in Montpelier Monday to appeal the bill and call on legislators to clarify the tax status of compost. He says compost should be a non-taxable item, especially following the recent passage of Act 148, the state's new solid waste law, mandating that by 2020, all compostable materials must be diverted from landfills.
We've said in Act 148 that we need to be using more compost. So it would seem to be consistent public policy to encourage and provide some tax incentive for people to use more compost.
Northeast Organic Farming Association of Vermont policy advisor Dave Rogers says the situation with Hammer's tax bill reflects a high level of confusion in the composting community.
Compost was not included on a list of tax-exempt agricultural inputs that was put together by the legislature a few years ago. Things like synthetic fertilizers and pesticides and other agricultural inputs used to produce food were tax-exempt, so it's clearly unfair.
Rogers notes that NOFA, through its sister organization, Vermont Organic Farmers, certifies hundreds of farms in the state, including 142 fruit and vegetable operations. He calls compost the linchpin of organic production on those farms.
Some farms might spend tens of thousands of dollars on compost every year. It works out to be a significant chunk of change that they're paying in tax. It's also very counterproductive because Vermont has a law on the books that sets goals in terms of diverting organic wastes from landfills, and we're trying to ramp up composting in the state, and this sales tax just works at cross purposes with that.
Officials from the Vermont Tax Department cannot discuss individual cases. Tax Commissioner Mary Peterson says they must follow the policies set by the state legislature.
The Ag Committee did draft some legislation, I understand, that would exempt compost. That's not something that the department has weighed in on, although the Agency of Agriculture would support the exemption of compost.
Hammer is appealing his tax bill under statutory rules and hopes to reach an agreement with the tax department. He also believes that legislative clarification is needed and is working with several state representatives.
We felt it was really time to call attention to it. I think it will be taken up early enough next year that we'll clarify this stuff. And whether that will help in our particular situation or not remains to be seen.
Vermont's House Agriculture Committee began reviewing a bill to clarify that compost should not be subject to sales tax, but details were not worked out before the session adjourned in May. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.